What if I told you that failing could be the best thing that ever happens to you? Now give me your attention for just a second. I know that this sounds extremely, well, wrong, and especially given this hyper-results-focused world we live in. You have to prove your success and, quite frankly, your worth by living a life that has the societally approved stamp on it. You're successful at work because you've stayed in the same company for a million years, and you're successful outside of work because you're married and have stayed married to the same person for decades and are now pregnant, even though you've already had your third baby. Basically, you are successful if you have followed the perfect predetermined path architecturally drawn out for you before you were ever even born. Because society wants us to be successful in very specific ways. Ways that ensure that we don't take up too much space and can follow an orderly and unified path. But you know what the issue with success of this sort is? It is that it is all but individual. And for many of us, it is also all but realistic as well. But if our definitions of success and failure are based on abstract rules set in place by an abstract society, then how can we be bold enough to redefine them? And what would our definitions be? How can we break free from the shadow of guilt that looms over our heads when society marks us as failures simply because our lives went off script? And most importantly, how do we decide which narrative we want to believe about ourselves? So get yourself nice and really, really comfortable for today's conversation, and let's begin. Hello, my loves. Welcome back, or welcome here, to the Being Allowed podcast. As always, I'm your host, Bea Boucher, and I'm ready to talk to you about things that are going to get me hated. but yeah, hi. Today's topic is a topic that I've struggled with. I feel like oftentimes what ends up happening is that I really struggle with something, something personal or something private or whatever, that makes me feel very heavy in a very specific way. And then as I go through that, I realize I'm not the only person, for sure, because that's the thing about humanity. I guess it's a blessing and a curse, both, is that you're never going to go through something that only you went through. Like, we're all very unique, and the details of our circumstances and the details of our responses are very unique and individual to ourselves. But more likely than not, you're going to find that other people went through the same thing. And that's really, really what I'm learning as I'm creating this podcast every single week. And the comments that I get from people is that it's very reassuring that we're all together. Like, there's one unified experience, and the details are different, whatever, but overall, we're all the same. And so today's topic is failure, but in a way that is very, very individual and unique. So let me explain. I have struggled my whole life with the concept of failure, because for some reason, even though I got really good grades at school, and I got really good grades compared to how much I worked. So I was like an AB student. I wasn't a straight A student. I was an AB student, and that's because I couldn't really get myself to study the things that I didn't really enjoy. And it was hard for me to focus on things that I didn't see the point of studying, really. And so even still, I still was an AB student. Even though I sucked at math, I was able to get by with Bs. You know what I mean? And for some reason, I just grew up feeling like I'm a failure. And I think it was a very intrinsic feeling that came from within myself, where I compared to compared myself to other people, whether those people were with me in class or people who were doing things that I really wanted to do or whatever. And society always has these stars, you know, people who seem to be doing it all right and getting it all right and having their lives all in like a great streamlined kind of direction and seem to be doing everything the way that they're supposed to. And I feel like somewhere along the line, we were taught, whether that is directly or indirectly, to look up to those people, people who are doing things right. And as a result, we get to determine whether or not we are failures or we are successes or whatever. But I looked up a definition online. What is failure, right? And I got the Merriam-Webster definition says that failure is a failing to perform a duty or expected action. And it's as though failure and expectation go hand in hand. You're not going to know you're a failure if there are no expectations. But if there are expectations and you fail to meet those expectations, that is when you become a failure. And that got me thinking for a moment, okay? And I want you to think with me. What are some of the expectations that have been put on us from the day we were born? If you are Egyptian and you're watching this, or if you're Arab or Middle Eastern or whatever, you're probably gonna, we all have like similar expectations that were put on us from a very young age. But in every society and everywhere around the world, there are certain expectations that are set and that we believe we have to grow up to aspire to achieving so that we don't let anyone down, but also so that we are perceived as successes in society. And the expectations I grew up with were, you're expected to make really, really good grades at school and then graduate with honors or high honors. And then you're expected to get accepted to an amazing, amazing university and study something that is, you know, of like prestige, something that is really, really highly esteemed in society, such as medicine or business or like engineering, or, you know, do something that is like, wow, greatly esteemed by society, and do really, really, really well, graduate from university with high honors or honors or highest honors, and then leave that and then work in one of the biggest multinational firms in the universe and become the CEO of the company and have everybody look up to you. And if you're a woman like me, the added expectation was that you're not just going to be successful in terms of your work or in terms of your career, but success also looks like finding the love of your life at a very young age. Also, there was this like pressure on not dating around, not dating too many people. You have to date the one person you're going to marry, you know, and that's like preferable, that's ideal. And then you graduate from college, and in between college and work, you already know how things are going. And then you get married to the love of your life. And then as you're being super successful with work and everything else, you're also having babies and running a home really successfully and doing amazingly and basically juggling every single ball in the book and just doing great. And so those were the expectations that I was raised to believe, like that was the path I needed to follow. And I had a friend who literally followed that path. I think she carved it out, like she paved the way to that expectation, where literally she didn't date around at all. Even her dating life was super private, like you could never really know what was going on. And then she got married, she had babies, she's super successful at work. She's like that Instagram poster child, like where she's so pretty, she has her life all together, everything's perfect. And I grew up believing that I sucked because I did life alongside her. And I had my life fall apart in more ways than one. My life did not follow the very specific script, and so therefore I believed I was a failure because there was this expectation. Actually, it wasn't this expectation. There were so many expectations on me. And now that I'm 32 years old and have been through what I've been through, and now that I have seen the perspective of a life that has gone wrong, but actually I'm also living this life where I feel more fulfilled now than ever before in my entire life. I feel like I'm in the perfect place, actually. I feel like I am very self-actualized in my character. I feel like I'm doing what I was made to be doing. I feel like even though my life is extremely difficult, and even though I'm having to bear repercussions of the fact that I live within a society, like I'm not an island, I still feel very, very actualized, very like I'm on the right track. And so how is it that I feel like intrinsically within myself, I'm exactly where I need to be, exactly where I'm supposed to be, but through the eyes of society, I am the biggest failure in the universe? Like, how can these two things be? And I remember last Friday after church, I bumped into a girl that I really, really look up to. I had been looking up to her on social media, but we had never actually met. And I get out of church and she was there. And she's younger than me. She's much younger, I think like 10 years younger or something. But she carries herself with such dignity and such integrity, where you know that what you see is what you get. And she comes across as this very strong, strong woman. And I really admire her, really look up to her. But you know what our conversation was about after church? Like we met each other and we were like, oh my God, we're finally meeting in real life and everything like that. And we each like gush over each other. She was so sweet. And then I told her all the reasons why I love her and all that stuff. And she is carrying the same things I'm carrying, where her life isn't what other people expect her life to be. And therefore, she has to face struggles and she deals with like disappointments and she deals with people saying terrible things to her face and behind her back and all that stuff that you deal with when you choose to do something that is outside of society's expectations. And we really bonded over that. And it just cemented this idea even more. She's really living a life that is super authentic. She is herself unapologetically 100% of the time. What she has chosen to do with her life is what she believes she was born to do. And the same with me. I feel like the way that my life unfolded, failures and all, whatever society would like to call failures, has led me now to a place where genuinely I feel like I am the most fulfilled. So me and her were talking. We're like, where? It's like we either do and lead a life that is exactly what society wants us to lead, and that is a success in society's eyes, right? We marry the right person at the right time. We do a desk job that finishes exactly at 5 p.m. so that we can go home and cook for our husbands and raise kids in that very, like, not that there's anything wrong with that, by the way, just that one path cannot be a one-size-fits-all for everybody. And so we either do the one-size-fits-all that society wants us to live by, or we live lives that are actually authentic, that are actually what feel like ourselves, like our authentic selves, in which case we disappoint everyone else and live a life that is deemed as a failure, like a waste of a life, a life that invites gossip, a life that invites rejection, a life that invites shunning because of that. So what is failure? Now that we know that failure is just a failure to meet expectations, I believe it is our job now to ask ourselves why these expectations are where they are and why we feel the pressure to obey these expectations and to live up to these expectations. I remember, I'm pretty sure you've also seen this before, where there was like a definition of tradition, and it's basically rules set by dead people. And I feel like especially in like really old cultures, such as Egypt, for example, like this society has existed for centuries and centuries and centuries. And so things have been passed down from generation to generation to generation. And I have struggles, like I have issues with my parents to this very day, because they say like, you're not supposed to do this thing, for example. And I ask, why? Is what I'm doing wrong? And they'd be like, no, It's not about whether or not it's wrong. It's about what other people are going to say. What are people going to say if you do this, this, this? What are people going to say if you make this decision? I want to tell you that if I had lived my life the easy way, if I had taken the easy route of appeasing other people, thereby avoiding a ton of unnecessary, like, gossip and like just shunning, societal shunning, and just all the crap I've had to deal with for the past few years, that would have been the easy option. You know, if I had chosen to not get divorced because of what people are going to say and how I'm going to be perceived, that would have been the easier option on the outside. But that would have been the death of me. That would have been the end of me. And there's a future episode coming up, I believe it's next week, that talks a little more in depth about the concept of quitting and all that. So stay tuned for that. But if I had done the easy thing of like staying in a dead-end marriage that was sucking the life out of me in so many ways, I would have died. But society would have never known why I died. And so I would have gone to the grave as a success. Is that what I want? If I had like chosen to keep myself in the shadows and avoided the cringe and avoided the what are people going to perceive me as by not choosing to do the podcast, which I felt in my heart a strong like pull in the direction of like speaking for people, then I would have stayed in the dark. I wouldn't have given people the opportunity to have an opinion about me, which is easier, right? But I wouldn't have had so many people come to me saying that they felt seen, that they felt like one thing that I said had an impact on their lives. And I feel like that's really the question. Do I want to fail? Like, I feel like either way, you're going to fail. You're either going to fail in your own eyes, but be successful in the eyes of society and what other people expect of you. Or you're going to fail in the eyes of society, but live a life that is authentic and true to you. And I encourage you today, if you are in a place where you have to make a decision, where which failure do I make? Which failure do I commit to right now? Do I fail in the eyes of other people or do I fail in the eyes of myself? I strongly urge you to fail. Please fail. Please fail in the eyes of society. No one is going to live your life for you. You know, we really are only given one chance at this life. And we either choose to live this life for other people and walk in a way that is easy from, like, it's free from gossip, but also free from self-fulfillment and actualization and purpose and meaning and drive, and literally just do a job you don't want to do and stay in that job because that's what people expect of you, because that's what's going to make you a success in other people's eyes. Or we choose to live lives led by our values, and as long as we know we're not breaking our own values, as long as we know we're not doing anything wrong, then we know we are living self-actualized lives, even if those lives provoke those around us, even if our lives are loud, even if our lives take up space. Freaking take the space up. It is yours to take up. No one is gonna live this life for you. So I encourage you to be a failure in the eyes of society. And I'm not speaking from a high tower. I'm speaking from the battlefield. I am a living, walking, breathing example. I am living proof of someone who has failed in the eyes of society and continues to do so proudly, because I am such a huge success in my own eyes. I'm exactly where I need to be. My dear friend, I know that this is a lot easier said than done, especially when you have to make big decisions. I am not trying to say that this is the easiest thing in the entire universe. I'm not trying to say that the answer is just to say, well, screw you, screw the world, forget everything, I'm just gonna do me, blah, blah, blah. Because I'm actually not pro this very individualistic futuristic life that we are all headed in the, you know, the future. But this is where, you know, your wisdom comes into play. You are allowed to live out your purpose. And what I mean by that is, if you feel like you're about to make a decision that's going to have people talking about you behind your back or even to your face, saying really mean things, but that thing feels like it's going to liberate you from a burden that no one else can understand but you, then you don't need to walk around with this heavy burden. There's no reason. You can rid yourself, and then eventually people will get over it. If the answer to your own success is for you to be perceived as a failure by the people who don't live your life, who aren't close to you, who don't know you on a personal level, who haven't walked a mile in your shoes, then freaking disappoint them. Do whatever you can to avoid disappointing yourself. And that's what I mean. And, you know, if you've followed this channel for any amount of time, or if you've followed me on Instagram or on the podcast or whatever, you know that I speak from experience. I'm coming at you from the future telling you that people do get over it. And then you're left feeling like a boss in your own eyes because you chose to do the hard thing. And now you can respect your own self. I know it's not easy, but that's what we're all here for. We're all in this together. So I hope this encouraged you today. If you like today's episode, and if you're in support of the Being Allowed podcast, please hit the subscribe button. Like, if only I could explain how much this means to me that you would hit the subscribe button. You wouldn't even understand. Just hit the subscribe button. And feel free to leave a comment below, share your thoughts, let me know how you feel about this, let me know about your experiences. Like, have you been in a situation where you've been left feeling this way? If so, like, let's have a conversation, let's open up to each other. Like, share, subscribe, you know what to do. And thank you so much, and I'll see you again here next time.